Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First.
Hey, Bradley, this is Michelle and sister.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
All right, listen. I got a video in here to protect myself against anybody that would do any, for any reason they do anything. If I had somebody rob me and beat me up, and I had no protection, I had no proof that they robbed me. One of the aides from another agency. Am I allowed to have this camera in here if there's a sign on the door telling the agent that it's going to be videotaped when they come in here?
Oh, wait. You got robbed, you said?
Not by your company, by another company.
Okay.
They stole all my money out of my safe, and they beat me up, and they got away with it because the cop said I have no proof. If I would have had a camera, I would have had the proof if I would have had a video camera. So I'm not allowed to have a video camera here. As long as I have a sign on the door telling the agent to come in here, they're going to be videotaped. So they know if they're going to do anything quick, they're being videotaped, and I'll have proof.
Okay, but were you able to contact the other company?
No, the other agency?
Yeah, I mean, if the aid comes from the other agency, you can report it directly to them. They need to handle that part because it's an incident.
I know, but I told them about it. They fired the guy, but the guy got away with it because I have no proof.
Yeah, I know. You're going to present charges.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, if you want to present charges, they must instruct you how to do it.
No, they told me that he's getting away with it because I have no proof.
Yeah, I mean, but as the agency. The agency that the AA belongs to with their compliance department or the human resources, about how do you escalate that with them? Because they can start like investigation to follow up on that.
At least on their site. I left at least get my money back, my $400 that he took out of my safe.
You had it in plain sight, I don't know?
No, I told him to get the PIN out of the safe to take the SIM card out of my phone because my phone wasn't working. I needed a little PIN to take the SIM card out. I said, could you go in my safe to just take the SIM card out of my phone? And then I looked at my safe, my money was gone. All $400 out of my money was gone.
So it was an account that you have using your phone, you said, with the chip?
No, I said, my phone wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
I got a SIM card in my phone. I wanted him to take the PIN out of my safe to get the SIM card out of my phone
mm-hmm.
so he could help me. Because I can't take the SIM card out. My hands hurt.
Okay.
So he took my money out of my safe, and when I wanted to get my money back, he was going to press charges on me for assault and battery.
Okay. And where was the money in? I mean, I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to make yourself repeat so much. I try to get some details on that.
The money was in separate envelopes in my safe.
Oh, it was in an envelope in your face. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And the envelope is completely gone? Or was it just empty?
No, everything is gone. All my money, yeah.
I mean, but you got the envelope.
I don't have the envelope. He took everything.
You got cameras at your place?
I have it now. I didn't have it then. Am I allowed to have a camera? I'm not allowed to have it.
And what time was it? Was it the day itself?
What time was it when he did what he did?
Yeah, when this incident happened. This happened today?
No, it happened two Sundays ago. When I was with the other agency.
Oh, you...
It was
so
a different agency.
Oh, with the other agency that you were before?
Yeah.
Okay. And have they instruct you about how to fill out a report like that with them? Because there's a type of incident report.
No, they never told me anything about they dropped me out of the agency, so I don't even know if I can call them to ask for any help at all. They're not going to help me with this.
I'm not really sure how. Because, I mean, either way, they must report it, because, I mean, there's some sort of... I mean, I don't know how to tell you, but...
I don't know. All I know is I'm asking you a question. Am I allowed to have a video camera in here for my protection? As long as I have a sign on the door, they tell them the aid when they come in here, they're going to be videotaped. They don't have to come in here if they don't want this, if they're not comfortable with that.
That's correct, that's correct.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is the self-tip manager.
Michelle, did you say?
So, yeah. This, no, I'm her case manager.
Okay.
So what we're trying to find, are people cameras in her apartment? So what I'm trying to find out is, are the aides allowed to be reported like this?
I mean, the process...
Or turn them off when they're here?
The processes depend on each agency, but all of them fill out a type of report. Okay, it's like an incident report. They need to fill it out, and in any case, they might be found by the. I mean, they might be. They must be documented for the insurance company. You know, because I mean, at least all these services are being provided by a home care provider, so they need to fill it out. So, in that way of saying, I mean, they must have filled. I mean, Michelle's statement must have been filled in a type of report, an incident report with the other company that she was in. They must investigate company.
I'm not talking about the incident. She put cameras in her apartment. So I want to know if your aides are, if it's against rules for her aides to be reported.
For them to report that the patient has cameras, you said?
No. She's recording them with cameras.
She's recording them. I mean, everyone has their own right to keep themselves safe, you know, with these cameras if it's needed. So there must be no problem with the care. Because, I mean, they're not doing anything like it's intimacy. I mean, if they had cameras at the restroom, that would be something different story. But in the meantime, that's okay.
Okay. That's all I want to know. I just want to make sure it's okay.
No, I got you, man. No problem.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.